Now, the truth is, serving God by serving others is not always easy. And sometimes you're going to get discouraged. So what do you do when you start to get discouraged? You remember two things. First, you remember that you're going to receive reward that's going to go on and on and on for eternity. And the second thing is remember that God uses every little thing. Nothing is insignificant. It's not in vain.
Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today in our series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life, Rick continues in his effort to help you discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about an amazing opportunity to come alongside this ministry in our efforts to see lives change through the gospel. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message. That's PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Why You Need a Church Family.
My church family helps me center my life on God on a regular basis. It helps me connect with other believers on a regular basis. Number three, it helps me cultivate spiritual maturity. God doesn't want you to remain a spiritual baby. We talked about this in the first session, that the third purpose of life is God says, I want you to grow up. I don't want you to be a spiritual infant all your life. I want you to become like Christ. He says, I want you to grow. But here's the catch. You can't do it on your own. No baby ever grows up on its own. It needs a family of some kind. And you need a spiritual family, just like you needed somebody to help you grow up when you were young physically. God says we need each other. You need a family. The Bible says this. Christ's body is fitted together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow. Circle that, grow. So that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. By the way, this is my job. My job is to make sure you grow. It's the job of all of our pastors, all of our leaders, all of our Bible study teachers, all of us who are involved in small group leadership, host homes. In fact, the Bible says this about these people. Next verse. Their purpose is to prepare God's people to serve and to build up the body of Christ until we become mature and measure up to Christ, who is the standard. And I'm always thinking about this. When you're thinking about other stuff, I'm always thinking about, how can I help them grow, Lord? How can I help them grow? Now, the Bible has a word for this process of growth. It's called discipleship. Discipleship is just the process of growing from a spiritual baby to a spiritual adult. It means I'm maturing in my faith. I'm getting stronger. I'm developing some muscle. See, a lot of people get stuck in perpetual immaturity. They're saved, but they're shallow. And the Bible says in Ephesians, it tells us God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and to tell it in love, like Christ in everything. Some of you last week opened your life to Christ and you're just a brand new baby in the Lord. Well, the Bible says, take advantage of the time that you have. The next verse, don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, complementing your basic faith. And then it lists about eight or nine things. With good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Each dimension fitting into and developing all the others. Now, how can I grow? You definitely need to join a small group. The next verse gives us how they grew in the Bible. This is the first church. It says, those who believe, that's the first thing you do is you believe. Then we're baptized, that's the second thing you do, you get baptized. And then added to the church, that's the third thing you do is you join a church family. Just pick one. Then they joined with the other believers and committed themselves to the apostles' teaching. What's the apostles' teaching? It's the Bible. The New Testament was written by the apostles. And fellowship. They worshiped together regularly in the temple courts, like we do on our campus, and met in small groups in homes for communion and shared their meals with great joy. To grow, I need large group worship and small group fellowship. Now, one of the ways that God makes us grow is one that we hate. We hate this one, but it's God's favorite way. It's called testings. Are any of you familiar with this? Trials, testings, tribulations, problems, pressures, difficulties, delays, dead ends, all these things God says, I'm using to help you grow spiritually. Why? Because God is more interested in your character than he is in your comfort. Comfort's coming later. Character development is now. So he's not trying to make your life easy. He's trying to help you grow up. And he says, I'll use testings and delays. Now, were the delays and the difficulties and the dead ends and all those growth opportunities over those 15 years worth it? Yes, and God was changing us. And in all of that time, we turned two amazing lessons, learned them. Number one, that God's timing is perfect. And number two, you don't want to be on the wrong side of God because God is in control.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across our country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks, when you give to this broadcast ministry, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or your friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You will receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become Partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. If you feel led to give or become a Partner in Hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. There are only 48 hours left to get in on this opportunity, so don't wait.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
My church helps me center my life on God. My church family helps me connect with other believers. My church helps me grow and cultivate character, become like Christ. And number four, it helps me make a contribution. God did not put you on earth just to live for yourself, but he wants you to make the world a better place. He wants you to use your talents and gifts. We talked about this last week, the fourth purpose of life. You're shaped to serve God by serving others. Every time I hear somebody say, well, I live for the weekends, I want to think, well, why should God keep you alive? You know, if you're not fulfilling your purpose, you're missing the whole point of life. Why didn't he just take you on home to heaven? See, God intends for you to use your time on earth to practice serving. The Bible says this, God has made us what we are, and he's given us new lives from Christ Jesus. And long ago, He planned that we should spend these lives helping others. But here's the secret. God doesn't want you to do it on your own. He wants you to do it with other people. Next couple of verses. We work together as partners who belong to God. We do it together. You're not on your own. The Bible says two are better off than one because together they can work more effectively. Now there's a word for this, and it's the word ministry. It's my ministry is what the Bible calls it, using your abilities to serve other people. And the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy, complete the ministry God has given you. Now, every Christian is a minister. Not every Christian's a pastor, but everyone is to be a minister. That means to use your talents and gifts to make a contribution in life. Not to just be a taker in life, but to be a giver in life. Now, this value that we have, that every member is on mission and every member is a minister, it's a key value of our church. But I have to be honest with you, it wasn't at the start. I didn't understand this. In fact, when I started the church, I thought I was supposed to do all the ministry and you guys were just supposed to watch. Good job, Rick. Yeah, woohoo. You know, that's like a football game. 22 people on the field in need of rest, 22,000 in the stands in need of exercise. And in the early years, Glenn and I were the only staff, and we tried to do it all the preaching, all the teaching, all the praying, all the baptizing, all of the counseling, all the visiting in homes, all of the hospital visits, all of the weddings, all the funerals. That's what a traditional church does. The average church has 150 people because that's what one guy can handle. And we were trying to do it all. And finally, after about year four, I got up in front of the whole church like this one time and I said, folks, I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore. I'm burning out. I'm burning out emotionally, physically, and mentally because the church is growing too fast and there's no way that I can personally meet everybody's needs. But I said, you know, as I read the Bible, I'm not supposed to be doing that anyway. The Bible says pastors are supposed to equip the members for their ministry. I'm not the minister of this church. You are. Every person who loves the Lord is a minister. My job is to administer. I am to help you be effective and help train you and help make you successful in your ministry. Because one day you're going to stand before God and God's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? That talent, that ability, that opportunity? You think I just gave it for your own effort? No, it's to help make the world a better place. And so I said, you know what, my job is to help train you and your job is to do your ministry. So I said, I'll make you a deal. If you will do your ministry, I will make sure you are spiritually well fed. And that day the people said, you got a deal, Pastor. Okay, Rick. And we shook hands on it and we signed a covenant and it was right after that Saddleback exploded with growth. Why? I wasn't the bottleneck anymore, holding it back. So much that the next year, there was a guy in our church who had a heart attack and he was an original member of the church and his name was Walt. And I did something I don't get to do anymore. It's make a hospital visit. Say, how do you don't visit members in the hospital? How could I? There are 82,000 names on the computer roll of this church. That's a city. How many people in a city are sick in a typical week? A lot. We could have 300 or 400 people in the hospital this week. It'd be real easy. So how do you play favorites and say, well, I'll visit you, but not you? But this guy was a charter member, and this is 15, 20 years ago now. And I said, I'll go see him. So I go over to Saddleback Hospital, and I walk into intensive care and go up to the head nurse, and I go, hi, I'm Pastor Rick, and I'm here to see Walt. The lady looks at me, she says, how many pastors does this church have? I said, well, you know, at the time, I said, I think we got 7 or 8 ordained pastors, but in our church, everybody's a minister. She said, well, I'm sorry, you can't see him. Too many pastors have already seen him. I said, ma'am, I'm the pastor. The head honcho, the big wapabanga, the founding pastor, you know, the big cheese. She goes, I don't care who you are, you still can't see him. I think this is really funny. She won't let me in. So she walks away, and I snuck in anyway. So I go on in, and I Walt's got IVs in his arms, and he sits up in bed, and he looks at me, and he goes, "Pastor Rick, what are you doing here?" Like, man, I must be really sick. The big guy's here. You know, like near death, you know, near death. And it's like my friend John Bassanio, who's a pastor, he said, a little lady asked him one time, said, "Pastor John, when are you going to visit me?" He said, "Ma'am, you don't want to be that ill." I prayed with Walt. I read him some scripture, talked to him a while. He didn't need me. He didn't need me. Because in the last 24 hours, 5 people from his small group had already been to see him. And I walked out of there, and I burst into tears, freely coming down my cheeks. And I go, that is it. That is the way God meant for the church to act. He never meant for the church to be a one-man superstar show where super pastor flies into the hospital room with his cape, you know, sprinkles pixie dust around the bed, you know, here a prayer, there a prayer, everywhere a prayer, prayer, you know, and says a few kind of cool things and then flies off into the sunset. And the guy in the hospital room goes, "Who was that guy?" And I didn't even get a chance to thank him, like he's a Lone Ranger or something. No. The Bible says 58 times, love one another, care for one another, pray for one another, encourage one another, help one another, counsel one another, on and on and on and on. It is the mutual ministry of every believer in the family of God, helping every other believer in the family of God. And that's the way God meant for it to be. And that's why this church has grown, because we have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of ministers in this church. Now, the truth is, serving God by serving others is not always easy. And sometimes you're going to get discouraged. So what do you do when you start to get discouraged? You remember 2 things. First, you remember that you're going to receive reward that's going to go on and on and on for eternity. The Bible says this: God will not forget how hard you have worked for him and how you have shown your love to him by caring for other Christians. God says, I'm racking it up as if it's credits toward me. And he says, you're going to be rewarded in eternity. And the second thing is, remember that God uses every little thing. Nothing is insignificant. It's not in vain. And number 5, a church helps me communicate God's message, the life message that he has put in you. We said in session 1 that God has a mission for you on this planet. And he has a life message that he wants to say to the world through you that nobody else can say. And that's part of your plan, and that's part of what the church is to help you do. Now, part of that is this. Here's what God expects. The Bible says, through Christ, God made peace between us and himself. And then God gave us the work of telling everybody about the peace we can have with him. He gave us this message of peace, so we have been sent to speak for Christ. Now, the Bible calls this my mission. My mission. And there are 2 parts to your mission: sharing and showing. An audiovisual believer, notice these verses. You are God's instrument to do his work and to speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he's made for you. That's the speaking part. Now here's the showing part. Live in a way that brings honor to the good news of Christ, standing strong with one purpose, that's purpose driven, as you work together, that's in the family of God, as one for the faith of the good news.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health only found in the hope of Jesus. If you share this passion, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. You can help by investing monthly as a partner in Hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air, and online. And to say thanks when you give your gift this month, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You'll receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. Here's Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that the Bible promises that wherever God sends His Word out, it will always produce results? It's a promise. It's a promise in Isaiah 55:11, where God says, "When I send my word out, it always produces fruit. It always accomplishes what I want it to, and it prospers everywhere I send it." That's in the Living Bible. I love that passage, and this is why we do what we do here at Daily Hope. We're constantly sending out God's word to give hope to people who have no hope, and to tell them about the love and the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we couldn't do this without your support. It's your prayers. It's your financial support that helps God send His word across the country and all around the world through Daily Hope broadcasts. You know, God has really blessed this ministry, and we say to Him be the glory, but we still have many more people to reach. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and every one of them needs to know Jesus Christ. Many of them have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so this is our faith goal. You know, we started Daily Hope Ministry because we want to reach what we call the unreached, unengaged people groups. That's the about 3,000 remaining tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. And there's still about 3,000 tribes where the name of Jesus has not been proclaimed. How do we get there? By taking this broadcast to what we call near neighbors and encouraging them to then go in and reach those people, we hope to one day finish and help complete the Great Commission as doing our part with everybody else who's doing their part to follow the command of Christ. As we tell others about the love of Jesus, God helps us to trust Him even more. And of course, the Bible says, the more you help others, the more God blesses you. And so thank you for your gifts. I know that God is blessing you and will continue to bless you as you bless others. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Just want you to know that I love you. I thank God for you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
If you feel led to give or become a partner in Hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. There are only 48 hours left to get in on this opportunity, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support. Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications in 2016. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. Award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.